can handle the truth. Truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we have a very special surprise guest in studio today, Tatiana Moroz and John Caesar. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Just like the tyrant? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly. We have been recovering still from Rocky Mountain Pup. I put quite a lot of time into that. And there's so much video to edit, and we'll be getting to all that. But, you know, just on my way into the studio today, Breckenridge is a international spot of recreation. It's absolutely beautiful here. And just by chance, and literally I was bringing some green screen equipment into the studio, and both of the guests today were driving back from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Yeah, so on their way to Denver Airport. So we got lucky and serendipitous. So you know, we're going with it. And it's interesting because I had actually sent a Mountain Hours T-shirt for as a promotion to Tatiana maybe about a month and a half ago. To basically, you know, join the Mountain Hours Revolution. We got Adam Kokesh to do the same thing, Jordan Page, you know, all of our guests from Puff, essentially. And they're literally here, so we're hopeful to later on today is to get some our Mountain Hours vendors and actually have Tatiana do a little video where she's using Mountain Hours at one of our 62-member businesses. So this is quite a great surprise, so we're glad this worked out. Tatiana is essentially like a singer-songwriter, does Liberty Music in a similar fashion to Jordan Page, and goes around to the variety of Freedom Fests, which are or Liberty Festivals, which are occurring all over the place. We're going to get issues, and we're excited for all of this to be transpiring. We're going to support our fellow liberty lovers, and we're nonpartisan. We support members of the Occupy movement in addition to the Tea Party, and our real intention is to unite these factions and against a common enemy, because none of these factions will ever be able to achieve their ends without fixing the monetary system. And that is the most fundamental thing. And we're going to talk about, you know, generally people coming from the Ron Paul paradigm, as that's the direction I came in. Generally, you know, the idea there is gold is money. So we're going to have a little in-studio debate, so to speak, about gold-based money. And I'm always, as I say, willing to debate all comers about any monetary system. Ultimately, we have to create it so that there's no debt and compounding interest for the parasitic usurers. So that is the most fundamental thing that must be done, is no usury and, you know, no inflation, no deflation, etc. And ultimately, the money that serves the people and emancipates them. and rather than enslaving them. So we're going to be getting into all these topics today. Thank you for listening, and we will be right back after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are broadcasting from Dredd Studio in downtown Breckenridge, Summit County, Colorado. And this is, we're at roughly, 9,000 feet. So the mile high city is Denver, and we're essentially twice as high as them in altitude. There's still little spatterings of snow still on the peaks. And it's beautiful here, as we always say. It's called America's Perfect Little Ski Town. And we invite everybody to come here. And one of the reasons is not just for the natural beauty. You get to see this beautiful, iconic Victorian town that was built during the heyday of the Gold Rush. And literally, this building that we're in is a dredge. It was used for dredging up gold and silver out of the river, gold, and it's part of that whole thing. And, you know, we talk about monetary policy, and what's neat about this is we don't theorize about monetary policy. You can actually come here and spend a currency. You can spend mountain hours, and what's great about that is not only can you spend that money, and some people go, what's the difference between mountain hours and Federal Reserve notes? Well, the difference is we've created thus far in 2 months, roughly $17,000 in mountain hours. The equivalent in hours is 1,700 hours. So the difference is there's absolutely no debt. There is no compounding interest on that debt, and therefore it is sustainable. Alternatively, the United States has a national debt that, in fact, when you pay your income tax, that is going toward paying the interest on that debt money. Federal Reserve note is a note, which is a promissory note, which is a debt instrument. So mountain hours are created as a credit. Alternatively, Federal Reserve notes are created as a debt instrument. So often people go, oh, it's just worthless fiat paper. Well, number one, it's not worthless because whenever people say that, I say, please give me all of yours. And then they say no. I'm like, well, it's worthless. Well, apparently it's not worthless because they won't give you any. And why would the parasitic user make their debt less valuable? The harder it is for us to pay their debts, the more valuable their debts are. And then when we can't pay our debts, they repossess our assets. So what we want to do is invite people from all over the country to come here and spend mountain hours, experience the mountain hours revolution. And Tatiana, who's in studio, actually did a video, says, join the Mountain Hours Revolution. And it was great because it was part of our promo for Puff. We thank her for doing so. And basically we're just going to get into, maybe a little bit of music history and then a little bit of, like, the political history, like your past, to how did this, was it your intention to go out and did you do music prior to being part of the Liberty Music movement? Or did the tyranny that we live under inspire you to write music from the get-go? And so let's just start there. How did you get into music, and how did that all start?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me. I'm really happy to be here in Breckenridge. It is truly a beautiful, amazing town. Anyway, I started singing when I as long as I remember, I always wanted to perform and sing. I had a great influence of, the 60s and 70s songwriters. I have great admiration for the civil rights movement and, the Vietnam War movement. And, I was really hoping to have something reflected within my generation, but there just didn't really seem to be anything. So I always felt that music had a message and a great power, and I took it very seriously. However, when I came into the rock and roll movement officially, I guess, at some point last year, I was watching a lot of movies on the set with my friend who's a Marine, and I saw that there was a need for it, you know? Me and Ron Paul, the old revolution music and young people, I'm young, I like music, and I wanted to make music that reflected the times that we were living in. So I started out with a song called Make It YouTube Video, which is off of my new album called Love and Liberty.
The song was called Make a YouTube Video?
Yeah. Well, it was about, everybody's getting into arguments with their friends about their political positions, but we have the Internet available to us, which is never, this is an unprecedented time in human history. So if people can get educated and talk about it and spread the word through YouTube, through Twitter, we have these social networks available to us. We should use them for good and not to take them off your friends. Yes, you got that. I just think that, there's great power that we have, and we can use it. So that was the first one, and then it just kept going on from there.
That's a song.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear that song.
Okay.
Is that on your album?
Yeah, I just gave it to you. It's, track 8 or 9 or something.
Okay. Make a YouTube video. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you were already, when you did this in high school or college or what?
Yeah, I mean, I went to Berklee College of Music, which is like a pretty respected school. And as soon as they let me into the choirs and the plays and stuff like that, that's when I was doing it. But, while I was singing a lot of theater music, because that was my only outlet, I was listening to,
And this is in New York?
Yes, in Jersey.
Okay. It is Berklee School of Music. That's not affiliated with Berklee.
No, it's in Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As you were coming to learn about these control paradigm that we live under, it inspired you to write more politically influenced music?
Absolutely. But, I had a little bit of time to reflect because this is my second album that I'm putting out. But even on my first record, there was a song called Evolution, and the song was about, look, we're conscious beings, we can do better than what we're doing, and bringing on a conscious evolution of mankind. And I was never really 100% sold on how it came out, because I had a gospel choir, and I didn't have a real gospel choir, which has its own size. But, you know, for my second album, I redid the song Acoustic, and I called it Evolution to Revolution, and it was about the Ron Paul movement. I don't always talk about Ron Paul necessarily in my music. I don't mention him overtly. I feel like the message speaks for itself, and if people take the time to get educated, they'll come to it on their own. But what I really would like to do is engage all the other revolutionaries around the world. You know, the Occupy movement, I disagree with some of the things that they have to say, but it's very similar to ours and some of its other goals. And I think that if they were a little bit more educated about about the financial system and how economics, the free market economics, really works, and not what corporatism or colonialism is going to bring about, that would be amazing. And I wrote a song recently called We're All on the Same Side. It's not out yet. I'm going to put it out for the next week or something. But, you know, on the one part, it was, you know, hey, Ron Paul crowd, stop fighting. Let's forget all the BS and focus on the eye on the prize. But I also would love to see some of the other groups come in, because, I mean, we all have somewhat similar goals, you know. We all want to be left alone. We all want to be able to make money and to pursue our happiness and to be free. Whether or not we package it up in an Occupy sign, or if we put on an anonymous mask, I mean, generally, we're all similar, and I think it's really important to be inclusive of different groups that are willing to fight for good. Okay.
Yeah. So much of that division is engineered. It's essential when you're, you know, the oligarchy in control has known for a very long time, in order to enslave any nation, you have to divide and conquer them. And that's the means by which the model where Pharaoh was able to build the pyramids is to divide and conquer. It's the way Great Britain was able to enslave India is to divide and conquer. And, you know, alternatively, unite or die, or a house divided upon itself will fall. So we've gone down as, you know, generally We Are Change Colorado would have actions with Occupy, and we would take them, you know, normally when we'd have an end of Fed event, it would be, 50 of us at the most. But when Occupy was having Denver Occupy, they had thousands and thousands of people, and we brought them around and to the Federal Reserve office right in Denver. So we had thousands of people chanting "End the Fed" in the rain. So the individuals can have conversations. It's just we have to get away from these gatekeepers who focus on our differences rather than our commonality. So I'm heartened to hear that you have that same disposition. As we truly do, you need to unite. And, you know, I generally came from the libertarian side, but ultimately I'm for humanity, and that's the side that I'm on, as I'm sure everybody listening is. It's time for us to unite against our common enemy, and as I like to say, it's love the sinner, hate the sin, and the sinners are the parasitic users, the sin is usury. So if we fight this system, if we eliminate usury, number one, we can create money without interest, as we are in Mountain Hours, and then we can loan it and create prosperity by taking 30-year mortgages down to 10. So what could more quickly create abundance for the people than having 10-year mortgages instead of 30, and then having a monetary system which serves them without debt, and getting out of this debt paradigm that's consuming all of our energy? So it's great to hear that message of unity. And is it in your travels? Have you spoken at largely at Paul events, and or do you sometimes do other gigs where the people might not be politically motivated, and they kind of look at you with blank stares and sometimes anger because they don't want to check out of the matrix, so to speak?
Lately, honestly, all I want to play is Liberty events because it's the best crowd, and they're the most receptive, and they're into it, and it's a message that resonates so strongly with me. I was just in L.A. for a completely unrelated festival, PopCon L.A. It was for, I don't know, movie people. And I might not sing, you know, a Ron Paul song specifically, you know, like Evolution to Revolution, I say, Ron Paul Revolution. But there, you know, I'll do other songs. You know, I have like an anti-war song. That's something that people can connect on. And so I'm trying to think of ways to bring in more people into the fold. I'm working on, there's a new friend of mine, this guy Dan Bias, in the Occupy movement. He's a musician, and I was talking to him about maybe, because I work at a recording studio from your studios in New York, and I was thinking maybe doing an event where we would have musicians representative of the Occupy movement, and we'd have musicians like myself and Jordan Page performing, and see how that goes, because then maybe we could have some lectures and sort of bring people together in that way. But, you know, the people would see Obama only, and the Obama 2012 stickers, and these are a little bit harder to deal with. You know, I wrote a song about Let It Go, about how you can't fight every single person.
Yes, we've got a break. We'll be right back with Tatiana Moros.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating the fact that the Federal Reserve is the sovereign. As he states, there is no agency of government which can overrule actions that we take because we're an independent agency. And what that means is in 1933, the United States, under a gold and silver-based usury system, the people borrowed gold and silver from the parasitic usurers for their monetary system. And with usury, the debt expands exponentially, so it's impossible for the debt to be paid. What happened is the United States or the people went bankrupt, and then since then, as when any entity goes into bankruptcy, the creditor makes all the big decisions. So the creditor of the 1933 bankruptcy is the Federal Reserve. And anybody that wants to refute that, simply look at FDR's Gold Confiscation Act, and you can look on the act itself, and it shows how the people were directed to turn their gold in, not to the U.S. Treasury. They are directed to turn their gold into the private for-profit International Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the sovereign, and that's basically the politicians are then puppets. So anyway, with we're in studio again with Tatiana Moroz and John Caesar. We are going to, in a little bit, get into more monetary discussion. But for now, we want to focus on Tatiana's music. And with your different events coming up, let's get into the discussion where people can, number one, get your album and also support you and the freedom movement across the country. There's a bunch of events coming up, starting off with, what's next year, Pulstock?
No, actually, July is going to slow down for the second half of July, and then things are really going to gear up in August. August 17th and 18th, there's Blue Ridge Love Fest, which is the second one. They have one back in April, which is a great success. And this one I'm expecting to be even better, and that's across in Worcester, Massachusetts. So LibertyLoveFest.com, I guess, the website. After that, it's going to be Fallstock in Atlanta, Georgia, on August 24th, leading up to the Fall Festival down in Tampa right before the RNC. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in Tampa that week. So I encourage everybody to come down. It's going to be an unprecedented event. Of course, Dr. Paul is hosting his own event on Sunday. I think it's called the Sunday. So I'll definitely be there for that. And, yeah, and then it's September and October. There's different things coming up. There's Liberty Fest in New York organized by Gigi Bowman and Dean Chaffee. That's where my friends from.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw Gigi Bowman. It's interesting. I got to meet her from, he used to have these Glenn Beck sites, and I joined them basically to explain how Beck was a fraud. It was on Meetup, and Gigi was one of the fellow people that would say, yeah, right, you're right. Beck is a fraud. He supported the bailouts. He supported the Patriot Act to destroy natural rights, et cetera. In the meantime, he's acting like a libertarian. So anyway, Gigi also did join the Mountain Hours Revolution T-shirt video.
Oh, cool! She's going to be speaking at Fallstock and Fall Fest, and she'll probably be at Liberty Love Fest, if not as a speaker, at least as an attendee.
Oh, yeah. Great! This
is cool. Gigi, John too.
John's going to be speaking?
No, he loves Gigi too.
Okay. Yeah, Gigi is. It was great because when we were on there, we were outnumbered because the majority of people that all during that whole Glenn Beck 912 movement was during that period of time where he was like that leading voice for a little while in the libertarian movement, and it slowly fizzled out once everybody knew that he was phony. In any case, we are, it's interesting that you mentioned the Sun Dome. That's on the University of South Florida campus. It's where I got my degree in history.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I used to be the head of We Are Change Tampa, and that's where I officially was a pool contractor for 25 years. And now doing this, starting a monetary system in Summit County, which we're trying to basically, this idea is going viral, that it's just an idea, and ideas are bulletproof. Once the people realize that they can create money without a debt and that they are the value, this will expand, and we want to bring this message to these different events. So I'm hopeful to get down to Tampa and try to support that message as well. And while we're on the whole point, it, you know, basically that is the Republican National Committee, which we know that's just a whole big mess of fraud and phony loyal opposition. It's that, they call it the false left-right paradigm. Essentially, there's a unity of action between Obama and Bush and Romney. They all support the same things. They all support the bank bailout. They all supported the Patriot Act and destruction of natural liberties, the police state, offshoring American jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And what is interesting is the Occupy movement will certainly be mobilized for that. So they'll be part of this big theater of this show of division. And I was talking to my two guests here. We've got a break. We'll have to get into this after this in our long segment. Be right back up.
Take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
Well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your sure-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, broadcast from Dredd Studios in downtown Breckenridge. And once again, we are joined with our guests, Tatiana Morose and John Caesar. We're going to tie up our conversation here about the music and the message. Just with this whole event, there's going to be, basically at the Democratic Convention, because Obama is the nominee, there's not going to be any real conflict there. Ultimately, he's supporting the wars and the police state and everything else that Bush was doing. And Romney's going to be doing the same thing. However, just to foment the fear in the political theater, Occupy will be in Tampa protesting the Republican National Committee, just to, part of all the theater that goes on. Well, rather than allowing the powers that divide us, what we want to do is reach out to the Occupy movement from the Libertarian Tea Party side. And basically, we're both against war, we're against the loss of our standard of living, or against the loss of our natural rights. We agree on these things. We want a better future for our families. Where we differ, one of the most fundamental things, and tell me if you guys disagree with this, is as libertarians, we are against the force of the state, the coercion of the state. Libertarians believe in the idea that we are sovereign. We are not allowed to. It's the non-aggression principle, right? Any moral society should be based upon the non-aggression principle. Would you guys agree on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. A part of that is with the non-aggression principle, you can't personally aggress on somebody else. We all agree on that. But you can't also subcontract your violence to a corporation or a government so as to impose your will through a government and them initiate violence. So that violence is manifests itself philosophically in the form of income and property taxes, right? That is the biggest manifestation of the state's violence upon us. So we are not against taxes, per se. We're generally libertarians support tariffs, and that's how the United States was funded prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve and the bankruptcy of 33. The United States funded its, and by the way, nobody militarily would mess with the United States prior to the establishment of income and property taxes. The United States was a military powerhouse prior to then, so therefore it indicates that you don't need to have income and property taxes in order to have roads, because they had roads before then. They had public works, they built canals, and they built the Transcontinental Railroad. So they financed public works, but they didn't do it through the violence of the state. They had voluntary taxation through tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. So what we want to do as libertarians, we want Occupy to say, hey, we want you to give up the violence of the state. In exchange, obviously there's enough energy in the system to support all of the social programs which we're financing right now, but we don't want to do it with the violence. So we would extend an olive branch as the libertarians, so-called, or the Tea Party, and say, hey, let's support your social programs as freedom means that we are responsible for the least among us. But we want to take care of the least among us, not with violence, but through voluntary transaction. We can do it through the monetary system, we can do it with tariffs, and we can do it through a voluntary lending system. What would you say to that if you were, as a libertarian? Does that sound like an acceptable arrangement? The basis for an initial brokering of a deal, does that sound like an honest arrangement, John?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think one of the biggest concerns with the Occupy movement is, like, obviously they have voices from all over, so you can't pinpoint exactly one perspective. But the thing is that they're afraid that they can't trust, like, the voluntary actions by the people for them to be funded with the money that they need and the Social Security and whatnot that they were promised. And basically they don't trust the morality of the people to back them with and helping them out just as a community. And so they see the government as the only option to get their money in order for them to live. And so we just need to reach them by telling them that, I mean, we're all the same people, we're all on the same side, and that we're all in this together so that we can help raise this money voluntarily and not, like you said, use it force the state to make us forcefully give us the money and donate that rather than just doing it voluntarily.
Yeah, and when I say voluntarily, I don't mean necessarily charity. I just mean a systemized program of the lending system so that it can be done systematically, like systems can be built. So just like a tariff. A tariff is different than a charity, right? And what a tariff does for the people is it would bring, and this is a place where I disagree with part of the libertarian platform, is that we should just allow free markets to occur. That means international corporations can offshore our industry because it's cheaper for them because they can get access to slave labor in China, right? Part of the libertarian, like, free trade supports that, and I disagree with that. Because if the United States gives away all of its productive industry, if a nation is not able to sustain itself, like a society, if a society can't sustain life because they've allowed all that industry to go away, any society that can't sustain life is no longer free. They're dependent upon whatever country is supplying them with their cars or electronics, for instance, right? So if the United States can't, over time, if it gives away all of its technology and it's all offshore to second and third world nations that have slave labor, number one, I don't want to only be able to shop in nations where it's supporting slave labor. You know, I don't want to support that. I think that's evil. Those people don't have natural rights. The governments don't support that. And these corporations have no intention, and they don't care. They just want the cheapest price. So that's something that I disagree with the basic libertarian platform of free markets, so-called. What would you say to that, Tatiana? Like, for instance, I have a family. My parents are on Social Security. My brother's retired Navy. As a libertarian, it's incumbent upon us to honor those contracts. We just have to find a better way to do it than through the violence of the state. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And also, I mean, free markets do it better. So even going back to what we were talking about with the social programs, a lot of the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and the government is really good at paving that road to hell. Because they can say, oh, we need to help the poor people, and then the poor people get 10% of that allotted money, and then 90% of it goes to all their little buddies. So if you... I guess, I mean, I don't know the exact solution, but if we have different variety of options available to people in order to serve the interests of the people, I think that would be the way to start steering things. Because the government isn't going to do it well for us. It's not supposed to do it efficiently. John's been traveling around the country, and he's seen how the jobs have been created with the construction signs everywhere. I mean, John, can I talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, the Obama administration is basically just using the fact that we are low in the rankings for infrastructure in the world, and so they're basically just ripping up all the huge highways across the country and using the construction jobs there to artificially stimulate the unemployment rate so it keeps it low. And
keeps it low? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the 8.6% or whatever it is now, I mean, that's artificial as it is, but excluding people like criminals and other people, like students who are in school, that they're not counted on the unemployment rate either.
Yeah, or people who have just given up looking for a job. So the statistics are manipulated to underrepresent, just like the war casualties. They don't count people who die in Germany while they're in a hospital, even though they're injured in on the battlefield. So politicians have known for a long time to manipulate statistics in order to represent a paradigm that's not fiction or in reality. One of the things that I was saying is a good way to make sure that more money goes directly to the people in need is to set up competitive charities and then have those charities have open books, because the way it is now, you know, you have some of these major charities, Red Cross and
Humane Society, is a little sketchy. That's what I've been reading. They don't get a lot of the money for the animals. It's a huge organization. I believe it's that one, so don't quote me on that. But, you know, they don't distribute the funds that well, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
And for the admin costs and whatnot.
Yeah, often that's what happens. It's in for PR, and you have these officials who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And in the meantime, the money doesn't flow down to those affected. And ultimately, that's the reason why we give. It's not for the administration. It's for the people being affected. So we want to develop more efficient systems. That's what this is all about, is developing more efficient systems. Not that we want to create hardship. Obviously, I want to make sure my parents receive Social Security. I want to make sure that my brother, who's retired Navy, he put his time in. You know, I mean, literally, he was a submariner. He would spend 2 months at a time underwater under the phony Cold War that was the bankers financed both sides of that. Anyway, he so much believed in his country. I mean, think of what that does to your mental well-being, to be underwater without seeing sunlight for 2 months, right? we all are coming to find out how beneficial sunlight is for the process of vitamin D. Well, these people, these military members, they completely re-engineer their, it becomes like a social experiment. They no longer know when day and night is. They have no idea. And it's very destructive to your well-being, because I think it's your high power. I can't think of it. There's certain hormones which are released based upon the cycles. We're very cyclical. So anyway, well, I want to make sure that he's getting the contract. He did, and he put his time in. We want to make sure that people receive these things. So what we're trying to get at is we want to extend an olive branch to Occupy so that we finance these things. We love our brothers and sisters just like they love their brothers and sisters. Let's unite for common cause and ultimately get rid of the parasitism. The national debt has, the debt service is $500 billion a year. That's just interest payment. It's completely unnecessary in the exact same way it's unnecessary to pay interest on a mortgage. We can set up, just like for the same reason that mountain hours, this is going to be my segue into the monetary system, is that we can create a monetary system and lending system that is not dependent upon usury. Think of that $500 billion a year. That's enough to fund all the social programs all by itself, right? So we've got this parasite that is stealing all of our commercial energy for no benefit to the people. So that is the basis for the Occupy and Tea Party movements to unite. Three Party Patriots, Occupy Patriots, Ron Paul Patriots. Let's unite. Let's fix these problems for once and for all. It'll be one of the most beautiful things that mankind can ever create for itself, is that we create abundance through systems that support the people from the ground up. We'll be flipping pyramids together. Just imagine that. That's the intention, and literally I've extended these ideas to members of the Green Party, and we're in agreement with this idea. So, Tatiana, before I get too far into the money thing, where is the best place for people to find your music, and where can they buy your album?
My website has all the information. It's www.tatianabarroz.com. TatianaBarroz. And people can check out my music on YouTube, Forever More Tatiana, on Twitter, Tatiana, and Tatiana Barroz Music on Facebook. So I'm on iTunes and everything, but if you get it from me directly, I'll call it back.
All right, I dig it. But you're just here in Breckenridge for another couple more hours because you're heading to Denver Airport.
Yes, going to Denver, going back to New Jersey. I have a gig on Friday in Manhattan at Zero Zemin, which is Austin style bar in Manhattan, which is great because I was just in Austin for a few different shows, and it's wonderful down there. So.
While you're in Denver Airport, be sure to...
The time capsule. It's already on my agenda. Is that what you're going to say?
No, not the... It's the Denver Airport murals where they've got that... Have you guys seen that?
Are they still up there? I heard that they painted over some of them.
I've seen them maybe about 6 months ago, I remember seeing them. But it's just like why would anybody in their right mind possibly put this in an airport? It's like, welcome to Denver. We're going to have genocide in the future or something like that. It's completely bizarre. Listeners, if you're not familiar with this, go into YouTube and type in Denver Airport murals, and it just takes you down a big rabbit hole of, for that matter, they have a mason stone where it's basically, it says New World Airport. That's the name of the airport, New World. Why do people name these things? You know, we're wild conspiracy theorists. Don't give us so much ammo if you don't want to feed the fire. So, later I'm hoping that if you're still in town here, I've got to be on the air till 3, but we're hopeful perhaps we can get a Mountain Hours video directly across the street here. We like to support our Mountain Hours vendors. The Dredge is closed right now, otherwise we can do a transaction here. Alternatively, across the street is the Cool River Coffee House, and they are a beautiful Mountain Hours Patriots. And, for instance, the owner there, John Bergstrom, he actually went to Berkeley. So, generally, I think they're more left-leaning, but they are absolute patriots. They are supporters of this movement. And that's what's so great about it, is people unite under the monetary system, because when we talk about this and we go to have people sign on, we don't even talk about, I never talk about Tea Party, we don't talk about Occupy, we don't get into any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, as long as everybody's using the right solution, we're taking our energy out of this usury warfare genocide monetary system, and we're putting our energy into a more benevolent system. That's a much more benevolent system that's never financed the war. It's never financed the false flag. It's never financed the bank bailout. It's never done any of these things. It's clean money, whereas the other stuff, we have Summit Girls for Truth that actually broadcasts from here on Friday, and they call it blood money. Federal Reserve notes are blood money. So we want to get into the paradigm that basically any money that is financed with usury, where it steals us our energy, that's part of it. The other problem is with usury-based money is it compounds and then it bankrupts nations and people, and then they lose their sovereignty. And just like in a bankruptcy, when any entity goes into bankruptcy, the creditor becomes the sovereign. So that is the underlying flaw with any system based upon usury. So we are just going to be going into a break here. I was hoping to get into like a little monetary debate, so I'm not sure how much time we'll have to do that, but we'll do a quick one. And basically, John, I'm hoping that you will take the hard money side.
Aloha, I'm Joe Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Instant karma indeed. Instant karma. Think of it, the blood money that has been circulated by the oligarch in control has financed quite a bit of evil for hundreds, thousands of years. They have financed both sides of wars, and they engineer that so that they can profit on that debt, that expanded war debt. And by creating this tyranny, they then create a police state where these so-called outsiders are the real threat, but when reality it's the, I call it the street hustle in a three-piece suit is usury. It's a mathematic fraud. And in the Bible, they support a usury for societies that are enslaved in usury. So some people don't, like the Bible position. Another explanation is called repudiation of the debt, because that debt is unpayable. It expands exponentially. So it by expanding that debt exponentially, the producers cannot produce enough products to keep up with that. And eventually the people go into bankruptcy, and this is a recurring problem. So, Tatiana, we have been talking about this idea of a jubilee, and this jubilee is the reunification of mankind, where it's spiritual and additionally financial. So the people forgive the sins of the people in control, and in exchange, they forgive our debts, and we have a reset of humanity. So we're creating a music video called Jubilee, Let It Be, based upon the Beatles song, When I Find Myself in Times of Trouble. Mother Mary comes to me speaking words of wisdom, Jubilee, Jubilee, Let It Be. And literally we have the monks are doing part of it. The Jordan Page has committed to doing part of that. We had all of our speakers, all of them go on camera reciting the poem. And then some of them that had the temerity to do so, they actually sang the song. So we're going to combine all of these people, and I think Providence has brought it that you're here, so we're hopeful that you can perform a part of that and actually add some talent to the thing, because it was literally, Gary Franchi was singing it, Sheriff Richard Mack sang, Adam Kokesh, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're trying to move this idea is that we have some really bad rules in place. Let's start the game over. And if you guys, the outro we're going to hear in a minute is a comedian by the name of Bill Hicks. And it talks about life. Life is just a ride and has ups and downs. And we have to, sometimes we get so engaged in the ride, we get engaged in the fear, but it's just a ride. And we can choose to be in fear or choose to be in love. And it's just the choice. And he says, we can, anytime we want, check out of the ride and just give up on the fear part and focus on the love part and draw solutions. So that's what this broadcast is entirely about. As soon as the specific intention of this show is to create a jubilee, the tool for that is a local currency, but we want to create abundance and have a reset with new rules. One of those rules is that we have mortgages for 10 years instead of 30 with the same payment. Another one of those rules is we create a monetary system that serves the people without debt. And it creates abundance instead of destroying abundance. So this idea of the jubilee is something that would occur every 50 years, because if usury is permitted, all of the wealth would be aggregated in very few hands. And that's exactly what's happened. Everybody can agree with that. The wealth has been aggregated. And that's what we need to fix. We need to spread the love around. And literally, Mountain Hours has a heart on it, and it's a love exchange. So when people are living in it, well, here's Bill Hicks. We'll have to bring this back in the next hour here. Did you guys hold over to the next hour?
No effort.
Okay, super. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns,